The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, my name is Kitty. We're talking health. Today, I will be chatting about how to keep your brain active. Following on from my recent podcast on the subject of boredom, here is a little offshoot from that subject. Have you ever thought about how keeping your mind active can help your overall health and well-being? Plus your happiness and lots more. Do you think about your brain? Do you take extra care of it? Our brains are a vital part of our being and a huge asset to us, so we must take care of our brains as well as we take care of other parts of our bodies. Did you know that keeping your brain active is so incredibly important, however old you are? There's been a great deal of research done regarding our brains and how we can keep them sharp as we go through our lives. I'm a firm believer in the use it or lose it fraternity, that is, to constantly challenge us to use parts of our bodies in order to keep them active. And I don't just mean your legs, so keep your brain active too. As our bodies age and we move through life, we need to be more mindful that our brain also ages too. The Global Council on Brain Health have some great advice. Here it is. Move. Seek out activities and exercise opportunities in nature. Discover. Make time in your day to laugh, learn and be grateful. Relax. Find moments to disconnect. Breathe deeply. Declutter your life. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Nourish. Eat healthy foods and cut back on alcohol. Connect. Take the time to develop and strengthen relationships with family and friends. Reinforce your feelings of purpose in life by volunteering. I also found some great other ways to keep your mind active which you may wish to consider. The first one is volunteering. That's to help others or environments or whatever. Helping others enables you to have a different perspective on life. And as I said earlier, it gives you a purpose too. Using your non-dominant hand to do things, eating with chopsticks, for example, or learning to use cutlery with the wrong hands. This might sound a bit strange, but it's so important to make sure that you can do things with both hands, just in case your dominant hand or your dominant arm is out of action for some reason. But it also makes your brain work in a different way, and it challenges your brain. Consider changes to your reading activities. It may be that you have a specific genre of books you prefer to read. Be bold. Read a wider variety of subjects. Think about reading books online or maybe in audio format too. This helps a great deal to challenge your brain. You could learn a new language. Some of you may be fortunate to have already learned a new language or more. Improve your brain function by learning a new language. Doesn't have to necessarily be a foreign language either. You could try sign language, Makaton, or something else. Go to exercise classes. Exercise and good food are so imperative to ensure you have good brain health. You don't need to run a marathon if you don't want to, or if you can't. The list is endless. Go with what you can realistically do. Stay connected with what's happening in the world around you. The world moves so fast and it's constantly changing, isn't it? Especially right now. Keep up to date with events and keep your brain motivated. Play puzzle games, strategy games, card games, video games. It's a great way to inspire your brain cells and encourage use of different parts of your brain, as well as improving your skills and your memory function too. You could learn a new creative skill such as painting, drawing. You could also learn to knit or crochet, something that encourages hand-to-eye coordination. And also get out of your comfort zone every so often. Be intrepid and just go for it. Do something new, go to new places, exercise your brain with new experiences in new places. Do something different often. Explore new foods and textures in your daily food intake. If there's something you see and you think, really don't think I can eat that, have a taste. You never know, you might enjoy it. Try to use your brain more often for calculations. Encourage yourself to do more mental arithmetic. I've started doing that recently, and I'm actually getting quite good at it now, so I'm pleased. There are so many more things you can do. Have a go and stay active. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves.